Hello and welcome to episode 56 of the Panenka View podcast. What a week in the German Bundesliga. Now, I know the other leagues are coming back slowly, but we are almost reaching the conclusion of the Bundesliga. It was a very good week for the Bavarian Giants. Bayern Munich beating Leverkusen 4-2 in the Bundesliga match last weekend. And this mid-week, getting the edge over Frankfurt, beating them 2-1 and, setting up the final with Bayer Leverkusen again. So, I have with me Supradeep Ghoshal, who's making back-to-back appearances on the show for the first time. I'm very happy. How are you doing, Supradeep? How are things there?
So, thank you, Prasad, for inviting me to your show once again. It was a pleasure last time to be here, and it's another surprise that I'm back on this show once again so soon. So it feels very good. And so I'm ready to share my thoughts and views.
And you know what a week. Yeah, and what a week for Bayern Munich. I mean, 4-2 winners over Leverkusen, keeping that 7-point lead at the top. You know, we discussed last time how crucial the two games are against Leverkusen and Gladbach. And now you've got past one. You've come into the DFB Pokal final. Since the DFB Pokal final is so fresh, let's talk about that game versus Frankfurt. Were you nervous at some point after it became 1-1? Or were you confident about a victory?
No, cup games are always a bit 50-50. So you can't actually predict what's going to be the end result. And Frankfurt have beaten us in the cup in the recent past. So it was never once it was 1-1, it was never going to be a easy journey. One of my observations were the players were seemingly a bit tired and they were not pressing as much as they were in the past few matches. And Frankfurt, I think, so saw that change in our gameplay and they actually tried to use their physicality and get their result at the other end. So that in the second half, it was obviously Frankfurt who had the better chances and the gameplay seemed much more coordinated than it was of Bayern.
Bayern had a lot of opportunities in that first half. They could have gotten away with the game, especially the Lewandowski chance where he just missed it. It was a wonderful ball, and then suddenly it became 1-1. I remember telling my friend on Facebook, that it's 1-1. And the moment I log in again, it's 2-1. I saw a lot of heat on Twitter as well regarding the dirty tactics that Frankfurt employed. And Kimmich was bleeding, by the way. Was that an intentional step over on his head? What do you think of that? What is intentional?
Was slightly because at the last moment his foot seemed to just drop down a bit, which makes it seem intentional, but then we have to give the benefit of the doubt to the player out there. I don't think so. No player would be wanting to cause such an injury to the players on the field, so I give the benefit of doubt to Tom before.
Yeah, so a DFB Pokal final with Bayer Leverkusen on 4th of July. That is the week after the Bundesliga season ends. And that brings me to the last game week, the last match day of Bundesliga 30, where Bayern overturned that 1-0 deficit and completely blew away the Leverkusen side. What did you think about that game? And especially there are a very few times that the Hansi Flick side goes 1-0 down. I think you can count them on the fingers. But what did you make of that game, Supradeep?
So basically, Frankfurt play. Leverkusen were good in the opening minutes. In the opening minutes, it was going both ways. It was a 50-50 game until the first goal. Leverkusen were playing really well. So once it became 1-0 down for Bayern, the players actually stepped up the gas. Also, one thing which was, I think so, Peter Bosz did a tactical mistake was like he had fielded wing backs who were not actually that much defensive oriented. So especially on our left flank, there was like Coman and Alphonso Davies. They were like just steamrolling up and down.
Yeah.
So that became a major issue. And then like Bosz tried to play a very high line. And as you can see, like almost all of the goals were like through balls, long balls. It just one pass and the defense just was pierced through. So I think so like they could have done by being a bit more compact at the back, and they could have just like forced Bayern into like making errors in the midfield, but I think so Leverkusen got their gameplay tactics quite a bit wrong on that particular day.
So, you know, a couple of things from that game, by the way. There are a lot of stats differentiations here and there of Thomas Muller's assist. I think he's officially tied with Kevin De Bruyne now on 20. Or has he broken the record? Does he need one more assist? He's on 20.
See, it's like Bundesliga official website is telling that he has broken the record. Bayern Munich meanwhile posted that day that he has tied with De Bruyne. So we are not yet sure. No one is sure what's the actual number. So I think so. If he gets one more, then that just puts a lid on the matter. Like there'll be no such discussion. We know it's either 20 or 19 for De Bruyne, but we don't know. Like we're not yet confirmed that of which one is the actual value. So if Mola makes it 21, then the discussion
I saw a lot of messages here and there, and you know, good point that we brought up Muller, because Muller and Lewandowski both picked up their fifth yellow cards of the season, which means that they miss that game against Gladbach. But is it a blessing in disguise, because they've played every minute of the every minute of football since the restart, and you know that gives them the much needed rest. You have a 7-point leverage, 7-point lead at the top. Who do you see Hansi Flick going with in their absence this weekend?
So basically, both Thomas Muller and Robert Lewandowski are very fit players. So I don't think so. Like they can play games after games, and they have done so in the past without breaks. So, and especially after this lockdown break that we had, I don't think so, like after a month of continuous football, like not even a month, they are that much exhausted that they'll be needing the break. So I think so, I don't think so, it's a blessing in disguise. Like I would have wanted both of them to be playing tomorrow, because Gladbach is one of the teams which Bayern actually have struggled quite a number of times in the recent times. So I actually call them our bogey team in the league. And so a lot of things like things mental, like it affects mentally, because the results have not always been positive against this side. So and then there's a pressure to like win the title again. So, I think so, coupling all these points together, I would have liked both Muller and Lewandowski to be on the pitch tomorrow. Now, in their absence, and I think so, like, Thiago is also ruled out, and Serge Gnabry is also doubtful due to a back injury. So, I think so, Ivan Perisic and Koeman will be definitely starting. And I think so, up front, there is a chance that youngster Joshua and Zirkzee will be getting the nod. Else, I feel there's another variation which comes to my mind. Perisic might be fielded as the lone target man, and Alphonso Davies might move up in the wings. So these are the things that is coming to me.
Correct, rightly put there. And good that you brought the lockdown thing up. And you know, since it's given a lot of people a chance to improve, I think there's one player to watch which we were discussing offline. Let's get that discussion online now. And I saw a couple of posts, and I think I agree with that. That is Leon Goretzka, who's done so well in this lockdown. to bulk up. I think he's one of the aces in the midfield right now. And, you know, to be very honest, he's done such a wonderful job in that two, in the pivot with Joshua Kimmich. He's also been instrumental in breaking up play, recovering the ball, and he's also been instrumental in assists and goals. What do you have to say about that, Supradeep?
Okay, so actually, to be very honest, before the lockdown, Jan Goretzka was the one of the players whom I liked the least. So I in fact rated Corentin Tolisso higher than Leon Goretzka till the lockdown. So to put in that into perspective. So after the lockdown, he has definitely been a revelation. And like in the double pivot in the midfield along with Kimmich, he is basically using his physicality to just like make challenges against players. Is also like, as you mentioned, yes, breaking the passes, and he's also initiating the attacks. He's not the most technically decent player, because obviously Thiago and Joshua Kimmich are better on the ball than him. But like, he's now like Hansi Flick has been able to identify how to get the better results out of him, and Jan Goretzka is paying back that trust on the field. So it's a good news for us Bayern fans.
Oh, very. It's just like 2 weeks to go for the Bundesliga to end. 4 games remaining, and you know the top four race. As we say, even the results. If you look at the results of match day 30, Leipzig dropping 2 points, drawing that their game. Gladbach dropping 3 points. They lost against Freiburg. And Borussia Dortmund just held on, you know, to that solitary goal against Hertha Berlin. What I would, you know, love to do is, you know, since this weekend, Bayern play Gladbach, you know, you have a 7-point lead. Mathematically, I think 2 wins away from, you know, reclaiming the Bundesliga crown for the 8th consecutive season in a row. And you've mentioned very clearly, you know, how a bogey team Gladbach is. So what does Hansi Flick do now with, like, you know, let's talk about, you know, let's talk about a few more players, Supradeep. Let's talk about Alaba and Jerome Boateng. And do you see Lucas Hernandez starting tomorrow?
I think so. There is a chance because, like, we are short of players up front and we are short of players in the midfield. So there is a chance like either Alphonso Davies might be moving up in the wings, or there's another variation that is coming to my mind that David Alaba might be moving to the midfield, like for Austria in the national team. He plays in the midfield, so he's also seasoned out there. That's how important and good his versatility is. So once we move either of these two players somewhere upward in the field, we are freeing up one slot in the defense. So I think so that might give Lucas Hernandez a chance. And since he has been suffering from recurring injuries, I think so more minutes of the on the field is necessary for him to get his form back. I mean, training sessions are okay, but then like unless and until you're not playing the actual match, you actually don't gel in and get into the group. So I would expect Lucas Hernandez to start tomorrow.
Definitely. So a brilliant week for Bayern Munich, and what a win tomorrow night. What a difference that can make. That put Bayern Munich one win away from reclaiming their Bundesliga crown and, you know, making it 8 titles in a row. For our listeners who are, and for our viewers who are watching this now, and for our listeners who are going to tune into the audio, match day 29 happened this way. I mean, like I said, Gladbach losing 1-0 to Freiburg, Bayern Munich beating Leverkusen away 4-2, overturning that one goal deficit, and Leipzig dropping points again, 10-man Leipzig, 1-1 against Paderborn, and, you know, Dortmund holding on to their one goal, 3 points. Against Hertha Berlin. Supradeep, this weekend there's Dusseldorf versus Dortmund, and there's Bayern versus Gladbach, which we have already discussed. There's Schalke versus Leverkusen. Now, I love this predicting game, by the way. And, you know, four games to go, 7-point lead at the top. It looks like Bayern and Dortmund will be 1 and 2. That scramble for the third and fourth position. I mean, Wolfsburg it's difficult for Wolfsburg. But do you see Leverkusen or Gladbach? Because both of them are tied on points now. And even Leipzig are dropping points at home consistently.
So I think so, like after last week's result, I had expected Gladbach to move up in the table, but since they lost, it kind of puts them in a tricky situation right now. So presently, I think so, Leverkusen have the upper hand in my opinion, but then football is a very unpredictable game, so you never get to know until the 90 minutes are over.
Yeah, so wonderfully put there, Supradeep. Crisp and, you know, as wonderfully described podcast, I would like to say, you know, under 20 minutes, any time is a blessing. And I'm sure the listeners are going to love this as we do it week by week. So four games to go in the Bundesliga, and then that one DFB Pokal final, which is on the 4th of July, could see Bayern lift another double. And we still don't know about the Champions League. So, potential treble is at stake. And thank you, Supradeep, for once again joining me. Friday nights are becoming Bundesliga podcast nights, by the way. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show. So, for our listeners, do tune in tomorrow to the Bundesliga. And for football fans, a very important announcement, you know, that Juventus versus Milan is tonight in the Coppa Italia semi-final, the second leg. So tune into that as well. Until next time, this is host Prasad signing up with Supradeep on this episode of the Panenka View podcast.
Thank you, Prasad.